This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival.
Today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. And speaking of assassinations and murders and how people use them and justify them and benefit from them, in 1978, Dan White resigned from the Board of Supervisors. His resignation meant that George Moscone, the mayor of San Francisco, would choose White's successor and thus would tip the board's balance of power in Moscone's favor. Recognizing this, those who supported a more conservative agenda talked White into changing his mind. White then hastily requested that Moscone appoint him to his former seat. Moscone originally indicated a willingness to reconsider, but more liberal, and you've used the word liberal, city leaders, including Harvey Milk, lobbied against the idea, and Moscone ultimately decided not to appoint White. On November 27, 1978, White went to the San Francisco City Hall to meet with Moscone and make a final plea for the appointment. When Moscone declined to reconsider his decision, White pulled a gun out of a suit jacket and shot and killed Moscone. White then went to Milk's office and shot Milk, killing him as well. Dianne Feinstein, president of the Board of Supervisors, was sworn in as the city's new mayor, and in the following years would emerge as one of California's most prominent politicians. The question is, was there a connection between White, Milk, and Feinstein, the real benefactor of the killings? White later turned himself into the police station, where he was formerly an officer, and the term Twinkie defense has its origins in the murder trial that followed, in which Dan White was convicted of the lesser crime of manslaughter. Okay, getting back to Feinstein, I do not believe that she said anything about gun violence or guns at that time, but she later and has since been the Senate's most vocal opponent of guns. But that's how Diane got into office, was because somebody killed two other people.
Well, but I learned something.
But I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
And quite underreported.
Yeah, I know they've deified Harvey Milk simply because he's homosexual, but you don't hear much about Moscone. They even made a movie about Harvey Milk.
Really?
Yeah, starring Sean Penn, that great intellect. It was called Milk. It was out a couple years ago.
Really? Okay, I don't go to movies much. I don't get out much.
Oh, I don't either. I hear about it. I very seldom go to movies. I think the last film I went to was Gladiator.
Okay. I don't know anything about that one either.
Oh, that's an excellent film.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's get back to your... What nail are we on now?
Well, we covered the NAACP, which was the third nail, but I think in the interest of time, probably be best if I cover some of those 37 nails that perhaps people might not have thought of. I mean, obvious
okay.
ones like the Federal Reserve and the income tax, the two world wars, those are more obvious. But there's some that many people miss or aren't even aware of that, in my opinion, are just as huge as some of the major events.
Okay.
I'll skip ahead to 1926, and I'll give you three in a row real quick, 1926, 1928, and 1933. 1926, the Jewish David Sarnoff establishes NBC, and he runs it for nearly a half a century. 1928, the Jewish William Paley, first name Paloff, purchases CBS. He will run that for nearly half a century. And in 1933, Eugene Meyer steps down as head of the Federal Reserve and purchases the Washington Post, which to this day is controlled by the Meyer-Graham family. So here we are at 1933, and you've got NBC, CBS, New York Times, and Washington Post, all controlled by Jewish Marxist Zionist moguls. So by this time, they've got the press on lockdown, and you know, they begin to build up their propaganda towards Germany at this moment in time. But that is huge, and I bet not one American in 50 knows who William Paley, or one in 100 knows who Eugene Meyer, William Paley, and David Sarnoff even are. But they are, without question, three of the biggest, most powerful men of the 20th century.
Indeed, and they shape what we believe.
Yep, they shape what we believe. More than that, Deanna, they shape what we feel, if
Indeed.
You know what I mean. I mean, this their propaganda gets into people's heads to an extent that it becomes Pavlovian, you know, reflective. People don't even think about the beliefs or opinions they hold. It's just embedded in them, which is why when you present so many people with the truth, I mean, they'll shut you down right away. That's a psychological reaction. So it's very, very deep, this control of the press. These three men, I mean, even more so, we talk about what Roosevelt did and Woodrow Wilson did and LBJ. Surely they did enormous damage, but remember, these men could not rise to positions of political power without the Sarnoffs and the Paleys and the Eugene Meyers behind them. So those are three of the nails in my piece, which is entitled Murdering America, the 37 Nails in the Coffin of America. It's right there on the front page of tomatobubble.com. But those are three very damaging nails.
Exactly. And of course, Meyer was the father of Catherine Graham, and still under their control.
Yep, still. And it's enormous because newspapers like the Post and the Times, first of all, they address the movers and the shakers. That's who reads those papers. But they also, they're able to leverage their propaganda because lesser newspapers all over the country will follow their lead because those are the papers of record. So it's enormous. You could have a local paper somewhere in small town Montana that's being impacted by the Jews at the New York Times.
Exactly. Well, they also have the news services, which the Jews have controlled since before World War One,
and
those news services are you know, the small town newspapers subscribe to the news services, and so they print the exact same. Well, they print what the news services say, and those are controlled by Jews. So, goodness. Well, why don't we open the phone lines for some callers? The telephone number, of course, is 800-313-9443. And give us some more nails, more coffin nails. I mean,
there's the Social Security pyramid scheme. FDR said it was going to be like a shoebox, kind of a forced savings program. You put money in, your employer matches it and accumulates. I don't agree that that's the Fed government's role, but I tell you what, if it had truly been run like a shoebox, can you imagine what we would have accumulated in there by now? It was growing at, you know, decent annual rates. So in essence, he has cheated every current senior citizen out of at least $1 million. I don't care how little money you make. You're talking 40, 50 years of contributions, employer matched with compound growth. We don't have that money. There is no shoebox. It was nothing but a welfare scheme. And now
absolutely.
It's on the brink of imploding. So that's a big one.
Absolutely.
Of course, World War II, the communist control of Hollywood. Another one people miss, this is a big one in my opinion, 1943. The IRS offers incentives for employer-provided health insurance.
Yes.
This was the camel's nose under the tent that led to Obamacare today. It severed the fundamental relationship that constitutes a free market economy. It's between the direct buyer and the seller.
Exactly.
Got rid of that connection.
Mike, we do have to take a short 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the...
NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. The website is Tomato Bubble. Let me just share a comment from the chat room. Dan White's diminished capacity defense worked. He spent 5 years in prison for a double murder and was paroled in 1985. A few months later, Dan White committed suicide, allegedly. Well, we know how suicides work. Alrighty, Mike, let's go ahead and take some phone calls.
Sure.
Let's take Ted Pike. Ted, welcome.
Well, hello, Deanna. Hey, I have an emergency alert to share with your listeners this morning. The Senate is expected to vote on the Employment Non-Discrimination Act called ENDA by the end of the week. Are you aware of that?
No.
Yeah, I sent out a number of alerts from truthtellers.org, and what's basically happened is that about four or five or six Republicans have drifted over to the pro-ENDA camp, and we need to have calls bombarding them to bring them back to sanity. But could I just read my little emergency alert? It alone take about 4 minutes to just briefly explain what ENDA is and what people can do.
Okay. Could you shorten it? 2 minutes?
Yeah, I'll do my best. But
could you give us your website where you've posted it?
Yes, at truthtellers.org.
Okay, and is it there? Is it posted there?
It is there on the homepage at truthtellers.org.
Okay, so we need to have our listeners go to truthtellers.org and then make those calls to Washington.
That's right, but if I could just, it'll be really fast. This is a national emergency. This is a legislative emergency of the first magnitude. So if I could just read that. In a swift and surprising move, the U.S. Senate has scheduled a vote on end of the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, and the bill number on that is S-815 by the end of the week. Now, here's what ENDA will provide. Number one, ENDA is a federal workplace so-called hate crimes bill that would give most favored status to homosexuals and transgenders in hiring and firing, housing, etc. Number two, employers could not refuse to hire or be able to fire someone because of their sexual orientation. ENDA will vastly increase homosexual privileges, stripping employers, employees, and property owners of fundamental rights. Number three, ENDA will exponentially increase the power of homosexuals to sue or claim victimization. And in addition, for businesses and institutions of 15 or more employees, ENDA stipulates that employees who are transitioning, quote-unquote transitioning from one sex to the other, may use existing laboratory and shower facilities of the sex they want to become. This means a male employee who says he is in transition to becoming a woman can enter the locker room of an educational institution and shower with young girls and women, perhaps your daughter, with the authority of federal law. And if that employer does not allow him to do that, the employer can be fined by the government and even sentenced to a year in prison.
Yikes.
To help you understand,
is there more, Ted?
Yeah, just a little bit more. To help you understand, end is enormous threat to freedom. I've published revised and updated versions of two definitive articles, and those are truthtellers.org. And you can call Congress right now, a toll free 866-220-0044. And at truthtellers.org, we have a list of all the members of the Senate, but we also have there the names of those five or six wavering Republicans. Be sure to call every one of them emphatically objecting to ENDA and encouraging them to vote no. So that's about all I have to say.
Well, thank you so much, Ted. Mike, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, you hear me moaning and groaning.
Yes, this is a Jewish. This is sick.
You know, just when you think they can't possibly go any lower. I am convinced. I might not have said this two, 3 years ago, but I really believe within within 10 years, pedophilia will be completely normalized.
Yes,
there,
sure.
There may be some stipulation that the youngster has to consent to it. But that's coming. I mean, we are in absolute free fall now. And actually, one of the nails in the coffin, 34, 35, was Obama coming out in favor of homosexual marriage. That was a huge event.
And in Illinois, last night on the news, that's all we saw, because Illinois passed the bill saying that it was okay for same-sex marriages, and that's what we saw on the news. We saw women kissing women, and it was disgusting.
I mentioned in Murdering America that we don't even know. We can't begin to comprehend the long-term ramifications of this, because as we speak, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old pre-puberty children who have no sexual feelings yet, but their minds are seeing these images and it's being ingrained in them. When the puberty hits and those sexual impulses arrive and their minds have already been, the seeds have already been sown, there is no telling to what degree homosexuality will explode in 10, 15, 20 years. We may see 25% of all men homosexual or bisexual down the road. I mean, this could happen. We are playing with the minds of children.
Sure.
And I can't even imagine where this could end up.
Well, there's a very good chance, in my opinion. You see, some of these senators did not even come over and support ENDA until a couple of days ago. Ron Portman is an example of that. And there are people here, such as Senator Orrin Hatch, who's a veteran opponent of the federal hate crimes bill. Inexplicably, he's come over to support ENDA. Now, John McCain still has not, and he says that he is afraid that this bill will cause reverse discrimination. It will cause employers and rental housing operators to be victimized of under federal law, and that is absolutely true. But what I believe is that since you see, for the last 3 years, ENDA has been stonewalled in the Senate exactly over this lavatory provision, which is Section 8, and there have been many senators. In fact, there's about 35 senators there who are still very much against ENDA, but they have been very troubled by the right of any male employee who just simply says he wants to become a woman and he's now in transition. No surgeries, no counseling or anything. All he has to do is inform his employer that he's now transitioning to become a woman. And he can
It's already happened in California school districts, Governor Brown now, child.
That's right. What I'm saying is that the people listening out there is a very good chance that if we bombard these six wavering senators, which are listed at truthtellers.org right now, you can't wait till tomorrow because it's already afternoon in Washington, D.C. Bombard them right now.
We need to take a break. Ted, you can stay over if you'd like. We do need to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of this wonderful book. It is entitled NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. And a couple of comments from the chat room. When you call Washington, you will be put on hold unless you are transitioning. And then the next comment was, that reminds me, I wanted to stir my compost pile today. So that's how people feel about that. Ted, would you like to give that phone number again?
As the phone number to Congress, toll-free, is 866-220-0044. There is another one if that's busy. It's 877-762-8762.
All righty. Well, I appreciate you calling in. And listeners, I want all of you to please call. And keep calling, and let's make a sound here. Let's oppose this nonsense.
Yeah, so just people come to the truthtellers.org homepage. We have extensive articles and the list of the five or six Republicans who need to be specifically targeted with your calls.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ted.
Bye.
And I will email you later on this afternoon. We'll chat about this. Okay? Okay. Let's take Bill in Illinois. Bill, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Deanna. And hello, Mike.
Hi, Bill.
I was calling. I was a little bit disappointed in your description here of God's chosen people. I don't think that you've gone nearly far enough to describe that they are at the root of virtually every social ill that we're facing here in America and various parts of the world today. I think you haven't given them enough credit for their wars, organ harvesting, terror, pornography. I mean, the list goes on.
It's all at tomatobubble.com. I mean, the piece we're talking about today, Murdering America, I don't spare them anything. Everything is in there.
Okay.
Have a close look at the piece, Murdering America. It's right from the very beginning. I mentioned the Jewish connection, starting with all the immigrants in the late 19th century, right up until the ownership of the media, the Jews who controlled Hollywood, and all the pornography. It's all there.
And do you think that the Protocols of Zion is kind of their blueprint of exactly what we're seeing right now?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it.
Okay.
I'm of two minds when it comes to the Protocols of Zion. Either A, it's a genuine document and it's the master plan, or B, it's a work of art that someone put together to describe what's actually happening. But either way you look at it, and this was Henry Ford's theory. Henry Ford said, even if it's a forgery, it fits perfectly. So it's either a work of fiction based on absolute truth, or maybe they're authentic. But it is the blueprint to a T. There's no
absolutely.
Question.
And finally, there's plenty of people who disagree with a lot of these programs, or at least get behind animal rights like the kosher kills or immigration, whatever your hot button is. It's not like we have lost our ability to organize or things of that nature. What I'm seeing is anyone who comes out against one of these two parties that's virtually the same is systematically destroyed, called a kook, things of that nature. And if you get any farther, they will kill you. I mean, is that a fair assessment? And then the second part of the question is, to move forward, it seems like they're willing to kill, go after you with all these illegal programs. They're willing to break the law, and at this point, we are not. And while I'm not trying to advocate complete upheaval and a revolution today, don't you think that's basically our only hope with them controlling the media and the educational machinery?
At some point, they're going to bring the hammer down. And at that point, people will have no choice either acquiesce or fight. They're going to bring the hammer down. Regards to your earlier point, there is a sequence to the way in which they crush opposition. First, they try to buy you out. If you don't sell out, then they'll give you the silent treatment. If you can bypass the silent treatment, then they will move ahead to the smear. And if you can withstand the smear, the propaganda press, and this is where by this time most people have given up by that time, but if you do, then yes, they will kill you.
Mm-hmm. Or like Lindbergh as child, yes.
Exactly,
It's a sequence.
Well, thank you so much for your time, guys.
All righty, thanks, Bill.
All right.
Thank you.
All righty, let's take Rosalie in Indiana. Rosalie, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Michael, it's so glad to hear your voice and get to actually talk to you. I'm a member of the Empty New York Times subscriber, and, of course, RBN. Read both of Deanna's books, going to get the third. I had an experience with being attacked by the Jewish, I forget what they call themselves, but they're the terrorist Jewish group, threatened to have a file on me, yes. Well, I wrote a letter to the editor asking in 06 for Israel to stop bombing Lebanon. You know, it's very temperate language, such as what the progressive Democrats were putting out. And immediately got letters from people there in Israel and U.S. Condemning me for doing that, threatening me, et cetera, et cetera. So it is, they are really organized, shall we put it that way. I wanted to ask a question, though, because I do love Lebanon and do love Syria, what's going on. I wanted to see if either of you knew the answer to this. I've read now that Bashir is saying that he wants to be able to inoculate all his citizens with a polio shot. And he put out that he, but I can't do that because of the revolutionaries, you know, blocking his ability to do it. So I wondered if you had any conclusions, whether or not he's going to force that on people, whether or not he's just saying that to get people on his side, the world's opinion on his side, because here's these awful revolutionaries blocking his way, or if he is really, you know, determined to do that, because I, of course, learned so much from the two of you about the vaccinations, the horror of that.
Right. So that was I'm sorry, who is the individual that wants the polio vaccine for his people?
Thank you. Bashir himself.
Maybe I'm not pronouncing Assad.
I'm sorry?
Bashir al-Assad.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know too much about that issue, but I wouldn't necessarily say that that implicates them as being up to something. I think a lot of people do believe in the polio vaccine. It could be innocent. I don't know. I can't go any further than that. But from what I've seen, he appears to me to be, you know, a decent and an honorable man.
It seems like there's some other issues that are more important than polio shots right now.
Yeah, I thought you might feel the way, but I still wondered. Thank
sure.
you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Rosalie.
But I will say this. It's
you.
Not over there. You know, there might be a quiet period of time, but the scheming and the conspiring to attack Iran and Syria is still alive and well. I think for the time being, Obongo was forced to back down by the strong hand played by Putin, but we're still scheming, so there's still
thank
a possibility
you.
Of World War III on the horizon.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Also, I appreciated National Times. I adore them. I got a letter from them. They call it now the military security paranoid society we live in.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosalie. All righty, let's take Mike in South Carolina. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Thank you for all you do.
You're welcome.
Welcome, Mike King. You have some interesting information. Very good.
Thank you.
Do you happen to know, let's just say that over in Israel, the IDF soldiers that are over there, approximately half of them are bisexual. They're having a major problem with that lad. Do you happen to know how many Jewish men in the United States happens to be bisexual?
I believe just from, you know, I spent a fair degree of time in New York City, just from my personal gut instinct and observations and experience, that it is a much higher percentage than the general public. I can't give you a number, but if it's 1% of the general public, maybe about among Jewish males, it might be 7 or 8. Sure, a whole
okay.
lot of them in New York.
Mike,
certainly among
ago,
the Hollywood
there
crowd.
There was a private survey that was sent out of a synagogue in Atlanta to ask many other congressional people what their sexual orientation was. When that survey came back, and this has been highly kept under the,
Mike,
under the table.
Mike and Mike, we do need to take a break, so we'll be right back. Mike, you're welcome to stay over the break and finish what you're saying. Be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at stemgevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Of NWO Forbidden History 1763 to 2013. The website is tomatobubble.com. That telephone number to call Congress is 877-762-8762. And Mike in South Carolina, you were telling us about the results of that survey. What was the results of that survey?
Actually, it shocked them. They couldn't believe what they were seeing, but it showed that 3 out of 4 Jewish men happens to be bisexual. I've known about that survey for about 5 years, but well hidden, but it's there. It also showed something else which was rather disturbing, and that was that 65% of black men are also bisexual, too.
Well, how did they get both surveys out of that one congregation?
I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know that.
Okay.
Those are results that were told to me by some very good sources, and I know it to be true. So if you look around, you'll find it very, very true.
All righty.
Sounds like Obongo's church from Chicago.
Indeed.
Well, if you look very carefully, Mike, you'll find out that he and Biden and Pelosi and Reid, they're all Jewish. They're all born from mother Jews, mm-hmm. as every president since Roosevelt has been born from a mother Jew, no exceptions. Well, Reagan was the only exception, but every one of them was born from mother Jews. Look very carefully.
All righty. Thanks, Mike. All right. Let's take, did you want to comment on that, Mike?
Well, I don't know about the scientific validity. I mean, it may be of that particular church, but it's probably a radical communist church to begin with.
Sure.
But nonetheless, there's a broader point. I do believe there's a higher incidence of homosexuality amongst Jewish men.
Oh, absolutely.
That I'm quite certain of.
Yes. All righty. Let's take Dan in Oregon. Dan, welcome to the program.
Well, first of all, thank you for accepting the call. And I know we do not have much time, so I'd like to make a statement and get your comment, Mike, on this statement. Since your book, writing your book, I'm sure you deal with trends and projections of trends will be after 2013. People are saying now they think Obama will not finish out his term. However, I feel quite contrary to it in that I believe that sometimes towards the end of his term, he will institute martial law and extend his term and do away with the elections. And that's because he has still a lot more of his hidden agenda to follow up on. In any case, I'd like to get your comment, and I'll hang up and thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Sure. Well, there's predictions and there's projections. I mean, certainly we could project where this country's going. We're heading towards a degenerate communist tyranny. That's an easy call to make to anybody who's informed. As far as, like, getting into actual detailed predictions, I try to stay away from that because, things are fluid. I mean, certainly it's possible that he could be planning a martial law takeover. I'm very troubled by what's happening with the Homeland Security and all these generals being fired. Would not shock me if that's what unfolds. Something we need to be aware of. It could also be delayed until Hillary's president.
Right. And as far as the elections, they did away with elections a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I was following the returns last night from that Virginia election, and I saw the fraud written all over it. The so-called Tea Party candidates started out with a huge lead, and then as more precincts came in, the communist candidate, McAuliffe, just began chipping away, and then finally at the very end, he edged him out by a few tenths of a point. And even before that, some of the networks are already calling it. So, elections are engineered. I mean, if you're going to beat one of these guys, it's almost like you have to win by a landslide to overpower the fraud and the manipulation. But all in all, it's all theater. It's all rigged by now.
Sure.
The vote fraud in the streets, the computers, and the media.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, even 100 years ago, they were orchestrated, as you brought that to our attention, with Theodore Roosevelt. Kill McKinley, get Theodore Roosevelt in there as president. So it's always been kind of orchestrated. So elections are just a farce, just to make us give us the illusion that we have a choice, when in fact we don't. We have a choice of who they decide to put in front of us. Okay, so let's get back to your nails in the coffin. Do you want to tell us about any more that you feel?
Okay. Well, the title is Murdering America, 37 Nails in the Coffin of the USA. The title is The 100-Year Murder, 37 Nails in the Coffin of the USA. You'll see it right there on the front page. But just to kind of pick up where that left off, a couple quick ones people may have missed. I have the presidency of Dwight David Eisenhower, the 8-year presidency. There wasn't a whole lot of massive left-wing initiatives, but what you had was a complete castration of the Republican Party. Well, not complete, but it was castrated to a large extent, and ever since then, the moderates, so-called moderates, have run the show. Eisenhower, who was a lifelong Democrat, did enormous damage as a Republican president to his own party. 1953, Leonard Goldenson, Marxist Jew, takes over ABC. So now all big three networks are under Marxist Jewish domination. After that is the decline and the mysterious death of Senator Joe McCarthy, which was probably the last shot we had of exposing this thing. And Eisenhower helped to engineer McCarthy's demise. We move ahead. The feminist movement, there's the Great Society. These are some of the more obvious ones. There's the sexual revolution that Ms. Shafley so eloquently exposes. 1965, big one, the Voting Rights Act. That essentially gave the so-called right of illiterates and morons to vote. Anybody and their mother can vote now in America. And that's not how our system was intended to operate.
How true.
1965, same year, LBJ did enormous damage to this country with the Immigration and Nationality Act, when it was deemed that America was too white and we had to flood the country with as many third worlders as possible. The 60s, 70s, the hippies movement. I write about how the degenerate hippies of that era, many of them have since cut their hair. They put on suits, and now they're running the country.
Mm-hmm.
I speak in 73 about the end of the gold standard. 79, the Department of Education is established by Jimmy Carter, and we see what a monstrosity that is. It's basically brainwashing our kids. We spoke about the rise of the neoconservatives. If Eisenhower castrated the Republican Party, it was the neocons who castrated the conservative element of the Republican Party. But now today's conservatives are actually Marxists, and the traditional conservatives would be folks like me and you, Deanna, who are just, we're kind of like a kooks on the edges now, whereas
right.
one time we were the norm.
Right.
Here's a big one. 1985, Sumner Redstone, birth name Murray Rothstein, buys MTV. That is huge, because now for a generation, our young people have been corrupted by the filth, the communist propaganda, and really what I would call the pornography of MTV.
Exactly. He also took over the Smithsonian Institute. As far as his channel, the History Channel, is the only entity that can go in there and use the files and the films and the documents and whatnot, because he's made a deal with them. And the Smithsonian is paid for by the taxpayers. We just don't get to use it anymore.
Oh, well, that makes sense now, because I understand the Smithsonian was interested in Trayvon Martin's hoodie.
Hmm. Good heavens.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, what a ride today. What a ride. Well, thank you so very much for being on the program, Mike. It's been enlightening, and thank you to the callers. And please do, listeners, call that number, 877-762-8762. Well, Mike, what are you going to work on next?
Oh, I've got, in addition to my daily articles in the anti-New York Times, which is a daily $1.95 a month subscription that I offer, those I work on every day. But as far as, like, a bigger project like this one, it might not be out for a couple months, but it's going to be an interview with Adolf Hitler, but it's going to be done in a, it's going to be done
right.
in a fun and amusing setting.
All right.
I won't give it away, but you're going to like this.
Okay, we'll have you back. Hey, thanks, Mike.
Okay, Deanna.
All righty. Bye-bye.
TheBubble.com, murdering the 100-year murder. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listener. Talk with you tomorrow.